News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden will begin and end this Wednesday trying to convince members of his own party he is the best person to take on former President Donald Trump in the upcoming election, despite that cringeworthy performance in last week's debate. CBS's Aaron Navarro from Washington.
Today, he's going to be meeting for a lunch with Vice President Harris, and this comes after the press secretary for the White House would not really disclose how many conversations they've had after last week's debate. And then later tonight, he'll be meeting with several governors, some in person, such as California Governor Gavin Newsom, and some virtually.
Mr. Biden's added a campaign stop in Wisconsin Friday, the same day ABC will air part of his first one-on-one interview since the debate. The judge in Mr. Trump's hush money case has agreed to delay sentencing until September after this week's Supreme Court ruling on immunity. But legal contributor Jessica Levinson says the former president's lawyers may have a difficult time proving the case should be thrown out.
Federal judge already looked at this because former President Trump's team tried to get that New York state case removed up to the federal court. They thought they might get a better jury, I believe, in federal court. And so a federal judge already looked at those actions and said, I'm not seeing anything that looks like an official act.
A Category 4 Hurricane Beryl is threatening to slam Jamaica today with devastating, damaging, life-threatening flash flooding. CBS News Miami Chief Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera is keeping an eye on the storm.
It has weakened ever so slightly, but unfortunately, I think we're running out of time for it to weaken significantly before it hits Jamaica.
Beryl's blamed for at least 6 deaths in the Eastern Caribbean. After months of delays, the FDA has approved a new treatment designed to slow the progression of Alzheimer's. Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John Lapook.
Donanemab is the second drug available for Alzheimer's patients with early symptoms. It will be sold under the brand name Kisunla, and it slowed cognitive decline overall by about 22% over 18 months.
Complications can include bleeding in the brain. The FDA is banning an additive in some sodas linked to nervous system damage, loss of muscle coordination and memory. BVO, brominated vegetable oil, is used to keep citrus flavoring from separating and floating to the top. Barbecuing for the 4th? Here's what it'll cost you.
Wells Fargo puts the average price to make a classic cheeseburger at $2.19 each. Lower potato prices mean potato salad is cheaper, and beer is only up 1.2% from a year ago.
That's Bradley Blackburn, and this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A celebration of life for Jonathan Delagrave will be held next Tuesday. The Racine County executive passed away during a morning jog last Friday. Visitation is set for Monday and Tuesday at Grace Church, with services Tuesday at 11. Delagrave's obituary asks those going to wear Badgers attire. Board Supervisor Tom Kramer is acting as county executive until a special election can be held. Official observances are tonight in 2 local communities. Paddock Lake in Kenosha County and Sturtevant in Racine County are holding fireworks displays tonight, with each starting at around dusk. Police in Sturtevant say they'll close Charles Street starting at 8 tonight until it's all over, with Fireman's Park the place to watch. The cities of Racine and Kenosha shoot off their fireworks tomorrow night. Racine's parade steps off at 9 tomorrow morning. The newest member of the Racine County Sheriff's Office can't take an oath, but she is a good girl. The department has introduced canine Stella as the latest member of their canine unit. The English Lab Retriever specializes in electronic storage detection and is trained to locate a wide range of electronic devices. Stella will be working alongside Investigator Lacombe in the Internet Crimes Against Children unit. The 12th annual Kenosha Pride Festival is Saturday. The event features a pride march that starts in Library Square, live music, and what's called interactive entertainment. Stages will be set up at Celebration Place overlooking Lake Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The crew beat the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers were down 3-2 heading into the ninth and clawed their way back to a 4-3 victory over the Rockies, their 26th comeback win of the season. Willie Adames with a clutch sacrifice fly.
We are competitors over here. We're always going to be fighting, and we're never going to give up, you know. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to do that until the end. And, you know, I'm proud of the boys.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, that last inning, I mean, we were fortunate too, but, you know, give our guys credit. You know, we left some guys on base. We didn't really get the big hit. That's baseball, man. That's how you play offense.
NBA, the Bucks introduced their two new players, guard A.J. Johnson, forward Tyler Smith, picked up in the draft. Head coach Doc Rivers asked, what advice does he have for a couple of 19-year-old kids who have to compete with veterans like Giannis and Damian Lillard?
To be competitive. Don't be awestruck. Look everybody in the eye. Respect all veterans. And then try to kick their butt.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 86 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning. Could see a shower or two in the afternoon with a high of 79. And then rain and thunderstorms are possible Thursday night. And again on Friday, our high Friday, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
There's a strange pressure to travel during summer. Are you going somewhere this summer? Why do I have to go somewhere? Well, we lived here during the horrible weather. Now that it's nice, we should go somewhere else. That makes no sense. And winter is some horrible weather, right? We're never ready for it. We're never ready for the seasons to change. Even in October, we're caught off guard. We're like, it's getting cold. What is this, every year now? But I should be used to it. I'm from the Midwest. All the memories of my childhood, it was always winter. It was winter and I was walking through slush past mounds of snow. When I was in high school, I saw a photograph of Siberia where Stalin would send Russian prisoners. It looked exactly like my hometown. Is that my bike? I asked my dad, I was like, why do we live here? Why would you stay? And he's like, well, you know, the severe winters, they really make you appreciate summer. It was at that point that I realized he was an alcoholic.
You know what the flip side was? Day Tripper. Another great hit song. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me this morning for local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. So, The 4th of July tomorrow. It looks like perfect weather, sunny with a high near 80. The parade kicks off at 8:30 at Gould and heads right down Main Street. It lasts a long time. I think it goes through Chicago and then to the state of Indiana. It's a long parade this year. What's the number one meat option every solid 4th of July cookout has to have? According to this poll, burgers number one, followed by hot dogs, steak, chicken, and ribs. Fish voted the most underrated option. There was a Married with Children, Married with Children episode where Al Bundy was doing a cookout for him and his next-door neighbor. His next-door neighbor gave him some fish to put on the grill. Al Bundy threw it over the fence. No fish will ever touch my grill. Actually, hot dogs, number one to me. 1/4 of July, my wife and I put together a hot dog table for our guests on the 4th of July. We gave you the hot dog, and then there must have been about 30 different kinds of toppings for your hot dog, whatever you wanted to put on it. And we gave suggestions how to make a Southwest hot dog, how to make a Coney dog, all these suggestions were on there. It was really neat. I love hot dogs on the 4th of July. Just love them. It's 6:10 at WRJN. Simon & Garfunkel, Cecilia. I think this is from their Bookends album, if I'm not mistaken.
Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Well, since you put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine? And I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me run, to help me get right on. Help me run, help me run, help me run, help me run.
Let Me Ride to the Beach Boys. Yeah, thanks for joining us here at WRJM Local News and Timeless Hits on this 3rd of July. All right. And today is a special day. It's National Air Conditioning Appreciation Day. I think Carrier invented the air conditioner. And we want to thank Mr. Carrier. We want to thank everybody involved with air conditioners on this National Air Conditioning Appreciation Day. Wouldn't you say? Guy from Tennessee scratching off a $20 lottery ticket in the store told the clerk that if he hit the jackpot, he'd never eat bologna again. We'll see if he's a man of his word. He hit the jackpot for $1 million. No bologna.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest! Artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I just stuck my beak out the door. How come the streets are wet this morning?
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same song. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. In 10 minutes, I'll be late for the door. I like that old time of rock and roll.
Seeger, old time rock and roll. Tell me you don't think of Tom Cruise skating across the floor in Risky Business. And then Ron Reagan Jr. did it, too, on SNL. He skated across the floor in his underwear to that song. It was kind of funny. All right. Did you know drowning in cold water gives you a better chance of survival than in warm water? The cold water slows down your heartbeat and gives you up to an hour to be resuscitated. Now, in warm water, you're basically done in 6 minutes or less. Not that you can pick and choose when you're drowning if it's cold or warm water, but we just thought you'd like to know. Classical Gals now by Mason Williams. He was a comedy writer on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. I remember that. Also the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour. And was also a writer for Saturday Night Live. And he also had a hit song, Classical Gas, right here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits at 625. It's 6:28 with local news and timeless hits at WRJN. A gradual clearing today. Highs near 85, partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 68. And tomorrow for the 4th of July, perfecto mundo. It's going to be sunny with a high near 80. Right now, cloudy at 72 at Radio Park.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
Want to be with you here at Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. Thank you for joining me here today. Check out this news story. A 22-year-old woman in Florida got arrested for assaulting her boyfriend, biting his forehead, and breaking his cell phone. You know why? He refused to cuddle with her. You know what? I smell restraining order. Coming up soon. All right, Stuart's here from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with a check local news for us this morning. Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A celebration of life for Jonathan Delagrave will be held next Tuesday. The Racine County executive passed away during a morning jog last Friday. Visitation is set for Monday and Tuesday at Grace Church, with services Tuesday at 11. Delagrave's obituary asks those going to wear Badgers attire. Board Supervisor Tom Kramer is acting as county executive until a special election can be held. Official observances are tonight in two local communities. Paddock Lake in Kenosha County and Sturtevant in Racine County are holding fireworks displays tonight, with each starting at around dusk. Police in Sturtevant say they'll close Charles Street starting at 8 tonight until it's all over, with Fireman's Park the place to watch. The cities of Racine and Kenosha shoot off their fireworks tomorrow night. Racine's parade steps off at 9 tomorrow morning. The newest member of the Racine County Sheriff's Office can't take an oath, but she is a good girl. The department has introduced canine Stella as the latest member of their canine unit. The English Lab Retriever specializes in electronic storage detection and is trained to locate a wide range of electronic devices. Stella will be working alongside Investigator Lacombe in the Internet Crimes Against Children unit. The 12th annual Kenosha Pride Festival is Saturday. The event features a pride march that starts in Library Square, live music, and what's called interactive entertainment. Stages will be set up at Celebration Place overlooking Lake Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mother Nature has not been showing favor for Wisconsin farmers. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. I may be stating the obvious, but I'll tell you what. On Saturday evening, June 22nd, McFarland Pheasant Farm in Janesville, Wisconsin, the largest pheasant and partridge operation in North America, was hit square on with an F2 tornado. Bill McFarland, owner and operator of McFarland Pheasants, explained some of the damage caused.
We have about 200 acres of pens on our farm, and 16 of the acres, the pens were basically gone. I mean, when we looked Sunday, they were just completely ripped to nothing. So we had a lot ahead of us to take control, not only to see how many birds were killed or dead, but all the escapes we had. We had a lot of pheasants and partridges saying, "Yeehaw, I can get out of here," and they did. They were all over the place, and they still are today. There's still a bunch of them out.
Bill McFarland, McFarland Pheasants, aside from those net acres that they lost in the tornado, four of their major producing barns, 15,000 square foot each, housing 40,000 birds per barn, also collapsed. McFarland says they continue to try to gather the escape birds as best they can, but now those birds have to be quarantined in a separate facility because of their exposure to wild birds and potential avian influenza. Despite all the setbacks, McFarland says they will rebuild, and all of their customers that are looking for birds later this fall will be served.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
And for the first time in more than a decade, Wisconsin is playing host to the National Brown Swiss Convention. It starts today and runs through Saturday evening at the KI Convention Center in Green Bay. They'll conclude Saturday evening with their national convention sale. Welcome. I'm PM Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 86 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning. Could see a shower or two in the afternoon with a high of 79. And then rain and thunderstorms are possible Thursday night. And again on Friday, our high Friday, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
But the vegetables in the steakhouse, they don't come with the steak. They're a la carte, like leg room on Southwest. And they're not even called vegetables, they're called side dishes. Because what they do to vegetables in steakhouses, they're no longer vegetables.
You get our spinach that we cooked in ice cream. There's also our house specialty, which is a baked potato stuffed with 20 sticks of butter. If you're on a diet, we can do it with 19 sticks.
But I love a steak. When I die, I want to be buried in a steakhouse. Well, not buried, just my casket on display. And, you know, people in steakhouses, they wouldn't even care. They'd be like, what's the deal with the casket?
That was a comedian. His one wish. Yeah, I'll have a ribeye. Coming right up, Mrs. Gaffigan.
Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage.
goes on. Beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Still keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
Yeah, Sonny and Cher, the beat goes on at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. We're looking for a gradual clearing today. It's raining now. Who knew that was going to happen? Highs near 85 today. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 68. Parade day tomorrow in Racine. 4th of July. Perfecta. Perfecto mundo. It's going to be sunny with a high near 80. Don't you love it? Hey, the Brewers playing tonight. They'll take on the Colorado Rockies in the Mountain High, Mile High City. 7:05 here at WRJN.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at. Cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them if
you did. And all the science I don't understand is just my job 5 days a week. A rocket.
Fun fact, brushing your teeth didn't take off here in the U.S. until after World War II when the soldiers came home and brought that habit with them. What the heck did we do? We didn't brush our teeth before World War II in this country? Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Here's Neil.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's done, I run out to see my baby. For the nighttime, can't forget the day. A day of uptight time, to chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. They will up tight time. Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation. It's a time to groove.
Time to groove.
I thank the Lord for the
nighttime.
I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
To forget the day.
Day of uptight time.
Up-up-tight time.
Baby,
baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh, local news, timeless hits, 6:48, getting ready for the big day tomorrow. How about some fireworks fun facts here? All right, this is interesting stuff. Tomorrow night, we have the 4th Fest Fireworks on the Lakefront, sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods, and you can go down to the Lakefront, watch them. Really fun. All right, still figuring out how to make blue fireworks. It's the hardest fireworks to make because to create it, it's made with copper chloride, which starts to break down at the temperature needed for most fireworks. Didn't know that. The largest firework display of all time, New Year's Eve celebration in the Philippines, started at the stroke of midnight in 2016, continued for over an hour in the pouring rain. That must have been fun. 810,904 fireworks used in the rain. And in America, fireworks are partially legal in 33 states and 13 states. They are fully legal in Hawaii, Nevada, and Wyoming. It's up to each individual county. And in Massachusetts, fireworks completely illegal. So if you're headed out to Boston, hide those firecrackers. Don't use them.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The countdown is on for Racine's amazing 4th Fest celebration. It all starts on the 3rd with fun on Monument Square with food, games, music, and raffles from 6 to 9 p.m. Then the big event, the 88th annual 4th July Parade, all along Main Street, steps off at 9 a.m. with sirens, bands, classic cars, floats, VIPs, clowns, and everything that screams independence. Racine family tradition for 88 years and one of the Midwest's largest parades. Come celebrate with WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at CarTalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Today's WRGN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Lee's Deli, serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Today's Lee's Deli special, the Reuben Fries. They give your meal the premium, fresh ingredients that will leave you fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Go to WRGN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRGN Big Deals.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking.
and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
On. Good golly, Miss Molly. Mitch Ryder in the Detroit Wheels here at WRKN. Local news and timeless hits. It's 6:55. Looking for a gradual clearing today with a high near 85, raining and 72 now at Radio Park.
Looking mighty now. Here she comes, wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a finger, now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Lord, help her. To be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real rum singer and I like her mouth fat. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Hey, I say now. Devil with a blue dress on. Yeah, the devil with
Colorado Rockies in the Mile High City tonight, 7:05 here at WRJN.